Over the past 10 years, state education funding has more than doubled, while student enrollment has stayed about the same. Still, educational outcomes haven't seen dramatic improvement. This week, lawmakers got together to ask why that is. The information they received in these meetings could shape a fight over education funding that's expected to play out this next legislative session. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez is with us to talk about what they learned. Hi, Alexandra.
Hello, Lori.
So the state is spending about $2 billion on education this year. Where is all that money going?
Well, all over the place, pretty much. You've got nearly $100 million going toward heating schools. You've got transportation costs going up. And you've got a lot of money going toward retirement programs for school employees. These costs are hard to contain. I mean, you can make buildings more energy efficient and save money that way, but you're always going to be at the mercy of fuel prices. Of the $2 billion being spent, about half of that is going into the classroom through the foundation formula. That's one of the most controversial parts of the education budget. Democrats have argued pretty aggressively that it hasn't kept up with inflation and that the per student funding that schools get should be increased. Meanwhile, Republicans have responded that overall education funding has gone up without dramatic improvements and the state should look at cost containment in other places, which is exactly why they're having summer meetings analyzing the education budget.
Alexandra, you mentioned retirement programs making up a significant part of the budget. This isn't a new issue. How is the state handling those costs?
Not very well, according to the state's Legislative Finance Division. Discussion of the state's unfunded liability was actually one of the more interesting parts of the education hearings this week. Senate Finance Committee members were basically presented with information that the state's on the hook for $12 billion and that the state's only able to cover 60% of what they've committed to pay retirees. David Teal, who directs the state's Legislative Finance Division, described the state's teacher retirement program as, in his words, woefully underfunded. He also said that it could have a major negative effect on the education budget and the state's overall budget as Alaska sees revenue decline from decreased oil production. If the state has to put more money toward paying this off, that gives them less flexibility to pay for other things, like increased classroom funding. Legislators might be faced with that question sooner rather than later. The Alaska Retirement Management Board already wants them to put $500 million each year toward dealing with these unfunded liabilities for the next 4 years. When the governor's already committed to a cap on general fund spending, that's a pretty chunk of change.
In this past legislative session, some lawmakers got behind an amendment to the state constitution that would have allowed vouchers. Does that idea fit into these education funding talks at all?
There was some talk of school choice in the background of these hearings. Senator Mike Dunleavy, who is a Republican from Wasilla, was actually leading them, and he's the sponsor of that amendment. And one of the big themes of the hearings was, are we getting what we pay for when it comes to education? To a certain extent, proponents of directing state money toward private educations don't think we are. One piece of ammunition that they'll have is that over half of the students that go from the state's public high schools into the University of Alaska system have to go through remediation. The Department of Education has now made it part of its mission to improve college prep and to bring those numbers down, but they're still shockingly high. What the university system now plans on doing is looking at how many private school students also have to go through remediation. When those numbers come out, expect them to be compared to the public school numbers and generate some pretty interesting discussion.
All right. Thanks for joining us and for this update, Alexandra.
My pleasure, Lori.
APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reporting from Juneau.